mean, something tells me, Zach, something tells me that you got like a barrel full of monkeys in the last couple of days.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's July 4th, man. He had the day off. It was Independence Day.
Listen, I'm with you. I'm there. But unfortunately, we had July 4th on a Wednesday this year.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have a little responsibility. You got to come in here and be sensible and have all your senses on a Thursday morning. And I wanted to be able to do a little bit of a show with you this morning.
I heard it did a little Turnt Tuesday.
Turnt Tuesday, yes. That's what we got into.
Okay. All right. Hey, let me tell you about our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report. Palmetto Dunes, they're rocking and rolling. I saw some great pictures from Palmetto Dunes on July 4th, and it reminds me. We're going to sneak down to Palmetto Dunes here before football season. Beautiful place down there. I need to get you and Kristen down there too, Zach. You're going to love the place, man. Tennis, golf, pickleball, beach, bikes, walks, the lagoon system they have there, all the wildlife they have there, the food, the shopping, everything you're looking for everybody in the family. It's our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. The beautiful oceanfront resort. It's located in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. It's a short drive from the 864. Come down, folks, and I know they told me this. 864 is their number one area code for people visiting Palmetto Dunes. Go by and see us, Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. The PGA Tour this week is at the Military Tribute at the Greenbrier, and it starts today, and we have 10 local players playing. Let me go ahead and give those to you now. Sam Saunders, Scott Brown, Richie Rawinski, Bill Haas. Haas goes at 8:30, by the way. Jordan Bird, or Jonathan Bird, I should say, at 8:40. Kyle Thompson, 8:50. William McGirt at 12:30. Wesley Bryan, 12:40. Kevin Kisner, 12:50. And Brendan DeYoung, 1:20. We've got a lot of local players. South Carolina Tigers playing this week. 10 of them into 156 player field. So a good percentage of those. And a really cool military tribute they're having at the Greenbrier. Don't forget British Open, a couple of weeks away. We'll talk much more about that coming up. That's our Palmetto Golf Report, brought to my great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Hey, you're about, you got about 2 months before school gets back in. Maybe a month and a half, maybe about 6 or 8 weeks before school gets back in. Sneak down to Palmetto Dunes. And now, men, guys, start planning that fall golf trip at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Hey, Zach, I want to get some text and some tweets if we can, and maybe a phone call or two if you guys want to get into it. And what I want to know from Clemson fans is, what were your impressions of Louisville? If you're honest with yourself, were you ever really not scared of Louisville, but a healthy respect for Louisville, maybe even not shocked if they beat you? And what are they now? I think that this program, and it's not like they've been terrible, man. It's not like that they've been, you know, losing seasons. I mean, 8-5 last year.
Statistically, they've been formidable, especially on the offensive side of the ball. You know, last year, their number one scoring offense in the ACC, number one passing offense in the ACC, number two rushing offense in the ACC. Overall, they're the number one offense in the ACC. There was something there to fear, but that walks out the door at number 32 to the Ravens, doesn't it? Doesn't Lamar Jackson being gone kind of take all of the fear away from that?
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong now. This Pass kid, they call him Puma, Juwan Pass, he's a big, he's like 6'5", and he's about 230. He's a monster guy. Yeah, he's talented. He's not Lamar Jackson. He's talented, but he's not that. And they got Colin Wilson, a highly rated running back. Jalen Smith comes back. They've got some talent on offense. Seth Dawkins, this offensive line should be a little bit better. The offense, and Petrino's always going to have a good offense. They're never going to go backwards and have a bad offense. The question will be on defense and what Brian Van Gorder can do. But if you're honest with yourself, Zach, and thinking about when Louisville came in the league, that very first game in Death Valley, Deshaun Watson gets hurt. They kind of just punched Clemson in the mouth. If you remember, the Tigers had to have a punt return to win the game and a goal line stand late to win the game. You go up to Louisville in 2015, and the Tigers didn't play very well in the national championship season there, or national championship run, not season, but national championship run. They didn't play all that well, and they go and had to survive a last-second, you know, actually got a nice sack there, a last-second Hail Mary. You come back in the national championship season, and you have this epic war in Death Valley, number five versus number three, and a late Clemson drive, and then a Marcus Edmond tackle on the goal line on fourth down, wins that one, but it's by six. You had last play of the game, three straight games. Then last year, you go up to Louisville, and they just had no answer at all. The Tigers had 600, and I think I remember saying this, 613 yards of offense. Threw for 316 and ran for 297. 613 yards of offense in a blowout win in a game that was never close. Clemson got the ball, the opening drive, drove it right down the field. It was never close and really outclassed Louisville. Louisville goes on to go 8-5. I don't think that team was as good as the previous team that was ranked third in the country coming to the Death Valley. So I'll ask you this, Zach. We'll ask on Twitter and on our texts and our phone calls as well. Your impressions of Louisville now, compared to what they were then, I don't know. I hadn't heard a phone call. We hadn't had anybody come in yet saying, man, November the 3rd, watch out for that one, because Louisville's certainly a team that can come in here and beat Clemson in Death Valley. I don't see that being the case now. I don't see there's that healthy respect that we had the first 3 years there in the league.
Louisville loses a lot from last year, to Lamar Jackson being one of them, of course. They return seven guys on offense, only two on defense. Both their kicker and punter are gone from last year's team. This is a team that brought in a couple of decent recruits, a couple of in-state guys that were okay. But like you said, this is not a team that you're going to fear right now. This is a team where even last year you were having, you know, you had a respect for that game, but you got up there and it turns out, hey, we're way better than these guys, and we're going to show it here. We're going to give a ball to number nine here and watch him fly at the sideline and watch Clemson fans fall in love over there up in Louisville that night. It's a team that probably missed their opportunity with Bobby Petrino and that Lamar Jackson led offense at the helm there. It was fun to watch at its best. It was pitiful to watch at its worst. And it's over now. That run, it's going to need to be built around a guy like Juwan Pass, or around a Malik Cunningham maybe in the future. But for now, that game against Clemson, as you had mentioned on November 3rd, at Clemson, there's nothing there. There's no, wow, that's something you need to be aware of. That's something you need to look out for, a strong Louisville team coming in to start November. No, it's not going to be one of those games. It's going to be seeing Clemson probably favored by double digits.
All right. They still have another issues there, too. They take transfers, and they take JUCO kids, and there's a little character issue, I think, is still pretty much playing out there.
They took four JUCO kids this past cycle.
Zach, I told you this, man, during last year's show, and I got in a little bit of trouble for it.
You did.
But when I told you that this is a low-character team, and I told you that when things go wrong, then things are really, really, really going to go bad. And when you sold your soul, Bobby Petrino, and you sold your soul with Todd Grantham, and you sold your soul by taking all these academic risks and all these low character guys and these transfers and JUCO kids and all, that there's that risk that if it does go bad, it can go really, really, really bad. And I will say this, I do think that the surrounding talent around Pass next year will be better than to work with than what Lamar Jackson had. They'll be a better team this year than they were last year. With that said, Zach, let me get a little win game for our friends at Louisville right now.
All right, you opened the season September 1st against Alabama down in Orlando.
They'll get trounced bad. Here's where it could go bad. This is a bad game for Louisville because they can't go in and fool themselves early like the last 2 years they've done. This won't end very good. This is going to be like a 42-10 game or 42-14 game, and you worry about losing a team there. And Alabama's going to trounce Louisville.
Fortunately for them, they come home to a cushy homecoming with Indiana State and Western Kentucky on the 8th and 15th of September, respectively.
Don't sleep on Western Kentucky.
Oh, the Hilltoppers.
I'm just telling you, man. If the Alabama game gets bad, okay, I can see Western Kentucky being a game. I can see, you know, maybe I'm wrong on that. I can see Western Kentucky, like, competing a little bit with them.
So you have them going, what, 1-2 in the first 3 weeks? Is that what you're saying to me?
No. Don't get me wrong. It's going to be 2-1. I don't want to fool you in thinking that, you know, I don't want to be that guy who tries to tell you, you know, watch out for that game there. But it could be at least an interesting game. Put it like this.
Yep.
If the morale gets bad, Western Kentucky's not what they were under Jeff Brohm. I don't want to pretend like that what Mike Sanford's got there is going to be very good. If Jeff Brohm was there in a 12-2 and 11-3 seasons, maybe. Now, last year they went 6-7, and they're not very good. They lost, I think I remember saying this, they lost 1, 2, 3, 4, they lost 5 of their last 6. So Western Kentucky's not as good as they have been.
I'm snoozing on Western Kentucky then.
All right. That's 2-1.
2-1. September the 22nd, they visit our friend Bronco Mendenhall and take on the Cavs.
That's 3-1.
3-1. They host Florida State on the 29th.
Biggest game of the year. Remember last time Florida State went there, they got beat 63-20 or something, and it's not like Florida State's going to be great.
Yep.
This is the biggest game of the year. If they win this one, then Louisville becomes dangerous. I talk about this all the time, Zach, that who teams are going into seasons, you change, there's about 3 or 4 games in their year that you just kind of change. And you become a different team. If Louisville can find a way to beat Florida State, then this is a different team moving through the rest of October. If they lose to Florida State and then they're 3-2,
mm-hmm.
this is a team that could pack it on in and it won't be a factor at all.
Do they beat Florida State?
Yeah.
They beat Florida State.
Yep.
Okay. Mark the tape there, huh?
Yeah.
They open October hosting the Yellow Jackets.
Here's what I'm going to tell you there.
Oh, no.
Hangover.
Hangover. A little win hangover.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. They lose to Georgia Tech. That's a 2-loss team now.
Yeah, and put it this way. I think they beat, and then they go to Boston College. I think they win one of those 3 games.
So they win one of the Florida State, Georgia Tech, Boston College games.
Right, so that puts them at 4-3.
Okay, 4-3 going into the 27th. Kristen's birthday, by the way. Mark the tape on that one. Mm-hmm. Wake Forest at home.
I think they'll beat Wake Forest at home, I think. That's 5-3.
Okay, 5-3. November 3rd trip to Tigertown.
That's 5-4.
5-4. At Syracuse the following weekend.
Don't sleep on Syracuse with this one, but I'm going to give them that one, 6-4.
6-4. NC State comes to town on the 17th.
I'm going to go split with NC State and Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah. And then you throw the record books out there with Kentucky coming to town before or after Thanksgiving.
7-5.
7-5?
Here's my question to you. If you're Louisville, and let's say you win your bowl game. Let's give them 8 wins. 8-5. If you're Louisville, the 5 years of Bobby Petrino, 9-4, 8-5, 9-4, 8-5, 8-5 this year. What do you do? Is he on the hot seat?
You move on for Petrino? Move on from the guy that's made your program relevant again?
See, that's where you think it relevant again. The last 2 years of Charlie Strong, right before you got Petrino back, you went 11-2 and 12-1. He took over a program that went 23-3, and now here he is 9-4, 8-5, 9-4, 8-5, 8-5.
Was Charlie Strong in the ACC or was he in the Big East?
He was in the Big East. That's a very good point. Very, very good point. But let me ask you this. When you hire Bobby Petrino, this is year... Let's see what I was saying this one. This is the 5th year. So far you've gone Belk Bowl, Music City Bowl, Citrus Bowl, Tax Slayer Bowl. Is that why you hire Bobby Petrino? To lose 5 games a year?
No, you hired Bobby Petrino to do one thing only, and it was get Lamar Jackson a Heisman. He accomplished that goal, didn't he?
That's great. That's great. What has a Heisman meant to you?
Probably millions of dollars in recruiting.
How's it help you recruiting?
I don't know. It could have helped it more. It should have helped it more, to be honest with you.
Right. That's my point, man. That's my point. There are some marquee major games here. But let me say this, too, and I made the statement about the Florida State game could go. Look, they have some great wins there. Beating Florida State the way they did, that was a great win for them. I think I'm right with saying this, though. I'm going to shock you with this one, Zach. That is the dun, 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 dun. Mm. 1, 2, 3. So we're saying it's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What do you think Bobby Petrino's record against ranked teams are in the last, in his 4 years since coming back? What do you think his record is? Let me give you how many he's played. I'm sorry, I'm saying it again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He's played 11 games against ranked teams in 4 years. What do you think his record is?
I'm guessing he's under 500.
Yeah, you'd be right by saying that.
Is he
in 11 games?
In 11 games, I'll say he's 4-7.
1-10.
Oh, hate to see that, Bobby.
1-10, dude. He lost in 2014. Lost to second-ranked Florida State, 42-31. He lost to all, and that was at home, by the way. See, they've had so many home opportunities. They lost to 6th-ranked Auburn at home. No, that was a neutral site game. They lost to Clemson at home in 2015. 11th-ranked Clemson. Lost to 11th-ranked Florida State on the road. Lost to 5th-ranked Clemson at home. On the road. Had Clemson ranked 3rd in the country at home. Went to NC State and lost. They lost 3 bowl games against ranked teams. Lost to Georgia in the Belk Bowl. Lost to LSU. Got crushed by LSU in the Citrus Bowl. And they lost to Mississippi State and TaxSlayer.com Bowl. He's not won a bowl game since he's been there. He's 1-10 against ranked squads in his 4 years coming back. Is that why you hired Bobby Petrino? Because let's be honest about this, Zach. When you hire Bobby Petrino, don't you pretty much say that we don't really care about character. We don't really care about what people think about us. We don't really care about graduation rates. We don't really care about good, solid men. We're hiring a crook. We're hiring a bad guy, an adulterer, a guy who lies, a guy who cheats, a guy who takes in bad kids, a guy who is known as a guy who leads programs. We're not hiring a good guy. We're hiring him to win. Is that why you hired Bobby Petrino to go 8-5 and go 1-10 against ranked teams?
Is there a thought process now, having gotten rid of Rick on the other side of things, maybe moving on for Bobby Petrino if they do go 7 and whatever, or 8 wins or whatever it is? Is there a thought process now that it's easier to do such things? Because you did. You sold out. You sold out. Make no mistake about it. You looked the devil in the eye. You shook his hand. And then Bobby Petrino put pen to paper and signed that contract with Louisville. Is there an out clause here and a reason or a path for them to let go of Petrino after this season?
I sure think there is. I mean, I think you got a new president, new AD. Look, you got... Louisville is who we said they were. They had Rick Pitino and Bobby Petrino, you know. And now you get rid of one. You're trying to start all over there. I'd make the move, man. I'd make the move anyway. I don't want Bobby Petrino on my schedule cards, on my billboards. I don't want that guy as the focus of my program. I don't. That's not who I want. Let's go get a good. Let's go get Jeff Brohm at Purdue, who played at Louisville, who's done a really good job there. And let's build the program as a good, solid guy, a good, solid citizen. Look, I'll tell you this, Zach. Like, I've gone to Louisville twice now, and they're good people, man. Kentucky's just a nice state. There's nice people. It's like they know they kind of sold out. They know they did it in basketball. They make some excuses about it, but they knew what was going on there. These are good people who deserve better than garbage, Pitino and Petrino. And Tom Zurich is now gone as the AD. You got a new president in, a new AD, and all that kind of stuff. You know what? Now I think it's the time. I think you make the move, and I think you try to build and build a family deal there instead of taking a bunch of renegades and going 8-5 every year.
Renegades.
I mean, I'm serious. Take a bunch of thugs and go 8-5. I can do that anyway.
I still don't see how you have them beating Florida State here. I just don't see that happening.
Well, again, maybe they beat Georgia State instead of Florida State. But watch, if they beat Florida State, typical of them, They'll lose the next week.
I could see him taking Georgia Tech to the woodshed. That wouldn't surprise me. You know, a Paul Johnson team can lose at any point in time. But
I'll put it to you like this. We've got to take a break. Hey, but I'll put it to you like this, Zach. The only two teams that we know will be ranked or sure they'll be ranked when they play is Clemson and Alabama. Who knows what's going to happen with NC State or Georgia Tech or Florida State or any of those kinds of teams in there. But if those are the two ranked teams you play right there, he's gonna be 1-12 against ranked teams.
God, I hope Clemson's ranked in the first week of November. Otherwise, this season has gone off the rails.
That wouldn't be good. Dude, that wouldn't be good. Let's take a break. We'll come back. I kind of want to get into I want to get your texts, your tweets, maybe your phone calls. Are we right about Louisville, wrong about Louisville? Your impressions of Louisville? Are you scared of Louisville, respectful of Louisville? Are you worried about Louisville? Where are you now in comparison to where you were maybe a couple of years ago? We'll talk about that when we come back. Also talks about some NC State later on as well. Hey, my friends at Trail want to build your next building for you. Not single family homes, everything else. And really, here's what I'm telling you. You might be stuck in a situation right now where you're over budget and you've hired your architect and you're searching out for contractors and you're going, man, we are just, this is an awful deal here. And they can come in and save that one. But if you really, truly want to take advantage of everything, no matter where you're on your project, but if you really want to take advantage of their services, then go with them from the very beginning and the beginning planning stages, and you can save so much time, so much money, and so much of a headache. I love this idea here right here. They don't have any adversarial relationships. You know how hard that is in business? When you're dealing with billion dollars and you're dealing with so many different people on all these different projects, you know how hard it is to have zero adversarial relationships? All the suppliers you have, all the people you ever dealt with, and you have zero adversarial relationships? What a great deal. That shows you who Trail is. TRE HEO.com, 800-319-7006. Start the conversation when the thought pops in your head about building. Do it that with Trail, TRE HEO.com, 800-319-7006. Reaction, your thoughts about Louisville, text line, Twitter stuff, and phone lines. More on your turn right after this.
Summer's here, so before you put those toes in the water, the Pendleton Tire Company wants to make sure your tires are ready. The Cooper Tire Take the Money and Ride summer event's going on right now through July 31st at the Pendleton Tire Company. Purchase 4 qualifying Cooper tires and get up to a $100 Visa prepaid card after submission. So come on by and see Joey Welburn and Zach Garrison, or give them a call today at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the...
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
It's what you've been waiting for. Sunnyside Cafe in Clemson is open and ready for business. Visit them in Patrick Square at 101 Market Street in Clemson. Experience delicious fresh menu items and exceptional service. Sunnyside Cafe offers breakfast and lunch all day in a casual dining atmosphere. Try the Buffalo Blue Chicken Wrap. Shrimp and grits or fried green tomato, egg, cheddar, and sausage biscuit served with home fries. Hey, ditch the processed fast food. Eat local. Visit our sunnysidecafe.com. We'll see you soon.
Dirty carpets don't keep a schedule. You do. That's why the Home Depot has the Hoover Power Scrub Elite Pet Plus Carpet Cleaner for just $148, over $40 off. Its quick clean mode with heat force helps cut drying time to less than 45 minutes. If you have a schedule to keep, you don't want to sit around waiting on a wet carpet. The Hoover Power Scrub Elite, just $148, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details, valid through July 11th.
With summer here, shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve. And the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magpie Station in downtown Greenville.
Share your wisdom, or whatever it is you call that. 654-7627.
Call now!
654-ROAR.
Yeah!
Welcome back. Here on a Thursday, Paul Shiller is going to join us in about 35 minutes or so, talking some Clemson football recruiting. I want to tell you about our friends at Granger Nissan, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers and the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. You know, the one of the essentials of having a great dealership is having something for everybody. Not everybody's looking for the same car, same sedan, same you know, two doors, same SUV, same trucks. You got to have something for everybody. Also, is you got to have a really good stock of certified pre-owned cars out there as well. A good pre-owned lot there, and all those things, and a good service and good people working for you. That's what Granger Nissan has. A really, really cool thing going on there is the continued growth and their momentum that they have through the summertime now. Find out why Granger Nissan is so successful. Stop by 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and find out why we are so supportive of them. They're so supportive of us. It is our wonderful friends. You won't find a better staff out there. It's selection and everything. It's Nissan with a great line. It's Granger Nissan of Anderson. GrangerNissan.com. GrangerNissan.com. Again, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers and home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. Mr. 24, I want to hear, you have access to the text line. Tweet at us at Mickey Plotter, at Mr. Orr 24. I want to hear, and call us as well. We'll open up phone lines if you want to get in touch with the 654-ROAR, 654-7627. What fans think of Louisville. You and I agree, we don't respect Louisville the way we did. We don't think they're a big major threat at any point in time. I wonder what people are thinking.
Some people have some differing thoughts on this, but most of them line up with your thoughts there, Mickey Plyler. One of them here from the 864, Ludeville missed out on their window, but maybe Petrino shows his coaching ability now because he doesn't have Lamar Jackson at quarterback. He wonders if Jackson's ability really didn't fit his play-calling style. You had mentioned Petrino often tried to force Lamar Jackson into a pocket passer, kind of mold his last year at Louisville. Does the ability to have a guy like Juwan Pass, who is more known for more of a pocket passing presence, help his playing calling and possibly help that offense?
Maybe. I give him a hard time about making Jackson a pocket passer. Let's review the facts. So last year, Jackson did rush for 1,600 yards and 18 touchdowns. Now he threw for 3,600 yards and 27 touchdowns, but it's not like that they were terrible on offense. Their offensive production went down by 4.5 points. They went from 42.5 a game to 38 a game. Now their yards went up though, Zach. They went from 533 a game to 545 a game. So would you average 38 points and 545 yards a game? It's not like that they were terrible on offense. But the major problem is they weren't very good on defense. In their five losses last year, Clemson put up 47. NC State put up 39. Boston College scored 45. Wake Forest scored 42. And then Mississippi State scored 31. So in their five losses last year, they weren't very good defensively in any of those. That was part of the problem, is that Sermon was just terrible.
They weren't good defensively, and they also lose Jair Alexander off of that team.
Yeah. They lose, I think I remember saying this, they lose four of their top five tacklers. They lose seven of their top ten tacklers. Like you said,
I've got them with returning four starters.
You got them with two.
Well, I'm looking at Athlon, so I have two returning starters.
Yeah, it's not good. And they're doing it with piecing it together, and they're doing it with a lot of JUCOs and transfers and all this kind of stuff. It's not great. But then the schedule too. I mean, Alabama's not winnable. I don't think Clemson's winnable. There's a lot of winnable games on there. But I will tell you this, in thinking about it, more sound fundamentally, better people. Florida State's as good or better. Georgia Tech's as good or better. Boston College is as good or better. And then NC State and Wake Forest. We'll talk about NC State coming up in a second because I think their window's more open. It comes down to this for me with Bobby Petrino. They don't recruit as well as they should. That the system should be in place well. That the facilities are very good. The support is very good. The history of Louisville football has been pretty doggone good. And you got all the momentum in the world with Lamar Jackson. But they just have not taken advantage of that. And the other thing is that when Charlie Strong was there, they evaluated so well. And they took some 2- and 3-star guys that turned out to be NFL-type players. And I'm not sure the staff has that ability to do this. And you got a little cloud over them with the NCAA basketball and stuff and kind of the Petrino cloud a little bit. So you get some of that. But here's why you haven't really recruited well, Zach, and why it's really important to recruit well and recruit character well a little also. When a kid takes an official visit to Louisville, don't you think it's different than if he takes an official visit to other schools in that? I mean, the guys that you're hanging out with.
Listen, you gotta enjoy some rainy days. Are you gonna endure some rainy days to enjoy the sunny ones? So I don't really knock guys for taking officials to Louisville. Go see what it is, and if they make the decision to go there, then you can knock that. But if they don't, then they saw what we think we know about Louisville, and they moved on.
So what does an official visit with Louisville look like? And remember this now.
You know what transfers. It looks like.
Well, I know what it looks like in basketball.
Yeah.
You got transfers in there, and you got guys that were academic issues in there, and you got, it doesn't feel to me like, like an official visit feels like to other places and what these people are trying to sell to them. If you're a parent, you want your son playing for Bobby Petrino?
Probably not, no. But if you're a JUCO who's looking for a second chance, do you want to go there?
You want second chance you? That's what you want to be at Louisville? Second chance you?
I guess that's where it's trending towards. They took 4. Their top 10 recruits are JUCOs.
Okay. With that said, now do you see why I'm saying now's the time?
Hey, now's the time.
Rid of the guy.
Now is the time.
And the other thing here is it would be different, Zach, if you just didn't have the perfect answer out there. I mean, Jeff Brohm is the absolute perfect answer. He played at Louisville. He has cut his teeth as an assistant coach. He's a guy that has now been a head coach and has done it at a lower level, and he just wins. And his offense is very, very good. I mean, he's your guy. Jeff Brohm is the perfect fit for Louisville football, and he's just sitting out there dangling from his days at Purdue. Remember, he was an assistant coach at Louisville, an offensive coordinator at Louisville. When he, his first head coaching job at Western Kentucky, he took over a program. And now let me remind you, I think I'm right by saying this. At Western Kentucky, the 3 years there, 8-5, 12-2, 10-3. Winning 3 straight bowl games at Western Kentucky, being ranked in the top 25 in his second year at Western Kentucky. Then he takes over a bad Purdue program. Let me tell you what Purdue was before Jeff Brohm. I think I'm right by saying this too. Before Jeff Brohm got to Purdue, is what we call him here in the show. It's not like they've got anything really major going there. And then you watched them last year. Let me find this one here for you, Mr. Or24. Purdue in the years right before Jeff Brohm arrived. They went, and I don't even know. I can't remember who the last few coaches were before he got there. The last coaching staff was 1-11, 3-9, 2-10, and 3-9. Year one under Jeff Brohm, 7-6. And a 7-6 that could have been better. They played Louisville very close, lost to them by 7 points. They had an 8-point loss to 7th-ranked Wisconsin on the road, a 1-point loss to Nebraska, lost by 10 to Northwestern, ended up winning their bowl game. But you know what? 7-6, it could have been even better. Now, they shouldn't have lost to Rutgers last year. That kind of hurt them. A 2-point loss there. it could have been even better. And I think year two is going to be a lot better with Jeff Brohm at Purdue. You've got an answer right there, man. He's one of yours. He played there. He's one of yours. It seems like it's the no-brainer to do that. I think they've got to move in a whole other direction. Anything else? Like I'm not going to touch on much more of this. I'm going to turn my attention to NC State a little bit when we come back. But any final thoughts on Louisville? Anybody else get in on Twitter line on Louisville or on text on Louisville? Anything?
QCT has them finishing fourth in the division behind Clemson, Florida State, and Boston College, respectively. Doesn't expect much of a contest on the third when they come to Tigertown. But other than that, it's a lot of agreeing with Mickey Plowa, which, as you know, makes me sick to my stomach, so I try not to read it as much as I can.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. I know you don't like that. You can see Clemson finish ahead of Louisville, right?
Oh, yeah.
You can see Florida State finish ahead of Louisville?
Yes.
Boston College?
Yes.
Can I talk to NC State finishing ahead of Louisville?
I mean, you know, I'm looking at, like I said, looking at Athlon here. They have them finishing sixth in the Atlantic right now.
Wake Forest? Don't be shocked on Syracuse.
Syracuse is one they have seventh.
I'll ask you this final question on Louisville. Who'd you rather have as your head coach, Dino Babers or Bobby Petrino?
Oh, good old Dino. That's an easy one right there. That's a softball.
That's my guy. All right, buddy. I'm going to ask you to do one quick thing before we take a break.
One thing. One more.
Follow me. Go to my Twitter stuff and look at the chimpanzee reuniting with his foster parents.
I just watched it, actually.
How good is it?
It's so nice. I just want to hug a chimpanzee now.
How good is that, man?
That was really, it was sweet.
You know what we need on the show? We need a chimpanzee on the show.
You think so?
I think a little mascot, man, running around there.
You know what? That wouldn't be
bad.
Call
him Scooter. We'll call him Scooter and he'll just go run around.
You've already named him. I like it.
Hey, if you've not gone to our Twitter stuff today, go and I retweeted something. It's a video of a chimpanzee who was in a wildlife foundation in Miami. His mom rejected him in the wild, and these foster parents nursed him back to health, and he's reunited with his humans, this mom and dad. It's phenomenal. Go by and watch that one while we take this short break here. Speaking of phenomenal, my friends at Katichi want you to stop by and see them and play some great golf. Did I tell you about Saturday and the weather in the upstate and in northeast Georgia right now, how great the weather's going to be? It's going to be a cooler weekend. Hey, go by and play great golf at Katichi. Take the family out for a nice Sunday brunch. I don't know what's better, the food or the golf. It's fantastic. They've got some club fittings coming up. I know we got a Titleist and TaylorMade, I think, coming up. I'll give you the dates of those a little later on as well. I'll tell you about that tomorrow. But we've got some junior clinics coming up as well, the David Ledbetter Junior Academy that they've got there. The golf course is phenomenal. The greens are rolling great. I want you to check it out. Join over at Katichi. And I can't tell you yet, but I was talking to the general manager the other day, and they have huge, when I say huge, I mean huge plans for the future. I'll tell you, as soon as I can tell you about the future, I'll tell you about some of those things too. But a great weekend, cool weekend, a getaway weekend. Stop by and see the good folks over at Katichi. Hey, some of you probably have today and tomorrow off. Not too late to sneak by. Get it all in. KATEECHEE.com. It's our good news segment. They sponsor that. If you want to be in a good mood, some good news stuff, go to our Twitter site right now at Mickey Plowa and see a little chimpanzee, reuniting there. Really cool stuff. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come back. We talked about Louisville's window closing up. I'm not sure NC State's got a lot of losses. I'm not sure that their window closes, though. I'll tell you why. We'll come back for more after this.
Countdown is on. 58 days till Clemson football on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics.
Side of Bryant as he sits up in shotgun and takes a snap. Blitz coming. Picked up. Looks, throws. Complete the cane in Alabama territory across the 45. And he spins his way forward to the Alabama 42-yard line.
We are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda Easily offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda Easily is there to help you find the new or pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
With summer here, shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve, and the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to urbannirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magby Station in downtown Greenville.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6161 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6161.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Filling prescriptions should be hassle-free. That's where your neighborhood pharmacies, Corner Drugstore in Pickens, and Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson take care of you. Whether you're filling a new script or transferring from another pharmacy, they'll be glad to assist you in making sure you don't miss a beat. Your medical well-being is priority one with them, so you can rest easy knowing you'll have your meds when you need them. Corner Drugstore in Pickens and Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson. Small town feel, big time service.
Guns, guns, guns. It's the Great American Gun Show this weekend in Anderson at the Civic Center. Buy, sell, and trade. Saturday 9 till 5, Sunday 10 till 4. Guns, knives, ammo, shooting supplies, and more. This weekend at the Civic Center of Anderson, 3027 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Bring your guns. Tell your friends. Be there.
Need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Weiler Show is on the air.
These guys just thrive on pushing the limits.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Seth.
My friends at Harbin Lumber want you to call them. I want you to talk to them about your cabinets and what Wes can do. Our cabinets look great as a result. Again, we've got them in our bathrooms. We've got them in our master walk-in closet. We've got them in our kitchens, in our mud room. I tell you what, Wes did this unbelievable job. And how these guys, the design of these custom cabinets and the installation of them, how they go that way, man, it really is amazing to see it and to see just how great they are. And we got these the drawers that close and the doors that close the way, you know, so smoothly. I love everything they've done, and we've got all kinds of storage space there. I told you we're going to get a little home entertainment center might do for us at some point in time. Great people at Harbin Lumber. Good friends of ours. I can't thank them enough for what they did for us and our family and our home. If you want the best looking custom made cabinets that you could ever imagine, let the cabinet smith, the artist, do his work at Wes. That's harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number 353-5053. Again, 353-5053. Mr. Orr 24, back in the studio, you're telling me it's pouring there. It's not pouring here on the South Carolina coast, but I'll come back later today. Is the forecast for rain all day? Or am I going to come through storms the rest of the day, or is it going to get out of there for me?
I don't know, but I'll check on the forecast now. But yes, right now it is absolutely raining cats and dogs. If you're out there on the road this morning, use a little caution. Give yourself some time to get where you're going this morning, because it is raining fairly hard right now.
All right. I want to talk NC State football now. And look at some of these Atlantic Division folks. We did Boston College on Tuesday. We did a lot of Louisville today. I kind of want to finish up with some NC State coming in. But, Zach, I'm going to pivot quickly here. And we don't have to spend a lot of time on this. I'll spend as much time as you want on this. I'm just going through my Twitter feed stuff this morning. And William Quackenbush tweets out yesterday, "There is no bigger joke in sports than right field at Yankee Stadium. Harder to hit a home run at your local Little League park."
Yeah, no, he clearly listened to the Braves broadcast. And I'm not going to sit here and bash William Quackenbush, because I consider Quack a friend, and I think he's a friend of the program, if I would go as far to say such things. But I responded to such tweets. I said, at me next time, we'll have a conversation about it. Because taking shots at the Yankees and the stadium they play in, it's a personal insult. It's a personal attack, and I won't stand for it.
Here's the thing. Are both teams playing it, or just the Yankees?
Just the Yankees.
So when I love how, you know, we have retractable domes.
Mm-hmm.
When the opposition hits, I guess they move the fences back.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how that works?
Yes.
What a bunch of garbage, man. I got to tell you, when Acuna hit the home run, the game-winning home run the other night in the 11th inning, where did it go?
I went to the short porch in right field.
How far did it get out on the short porch of right field?
It was cleared by about 2 inches.
Are they going to get that? Are they going to say, "Hey, you know what, man, it probably should have been an out right there, but maybe we take a double right there"? Or are they going to go ahead and take that home run?
No. But I guess they're going to go ahead and give the home run to him this time. Just this time, though.
Did anybody say anything about Fenway Park and the Big Green Monster just being a joke?
I don't know. What about the pesky pole down there? That one that's shorter than Yankee Stadium in right field, if we're going to be honest about it.
Man, you didn't take the bait. I thought you were going to take it.
No, it's an age old argument. As you love to hear, it's a lazy argument. It's one that doesn't make any sense, and it's one that I frankly won't stand for. Because yes, everybody else they play in these apparently cavernous stadiums, these 500-foot walls, everything like that. I don't know when exactly he tweeted it out yesterday, but if he tweeted it out after Giancarlo Stanton's 410-foot home run, then maybe he needs to have his sight checked, his vision checked, and a mental workup. We'll get that lined up for him.
Yeah, we'll see there. All right, I've got a few minutes here in this segment. Paul Strelo is going to join us here at the top of the hour, 8:05. I just gave you the idea, and while I'm not sure that the Louisville window has closed, on Tuesday I told you I think the window for Boston College is now open. And now, not the window to win the Atlantic Division, but the window just for improvement and have some significance. I think that's kind of opened up a little bit, because they got these three freshmen, freshman quarterback, freshman running back, freshman at wide receiver. I don't want to give the impression that the Louisville window has closed altogether. Who knows? Some key games this year could shape the post-Lamar Jackson era at Louisville, and that might be the case. Here's one thing I'm telling you. Is I think NC State, because they've recruited okay, not great. Remember this. Here's a program that in most years you lose Bradley Chubb, you lose B.J. Hill, you lose Kentavious Streets, you lose Jared Fernandez. On defense, on offense, Naheem Himes and Jalen Samuels and some of those guys. The window could be closed there. I don't think that's the case. I think NC State's recruiting better than Louisville. And I think long-term, State and Louisville care about the same. Stadium's about the same. Support about the same. But because they're recruiting better, I think their staff is better than NC State. And I think that's the reason why. We'll look at some of that stuff coming in a second. Let me get to our friend Chad in Columbia on our Northland Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. Hey, good morning, Chad, man. I hope you're doing well. I hope you had a great 4th.
Doing well, man. Hey, wanted to ask you, kind of off topic, but I wanted to get the fan breakdown at Edisto. you know, if you noticed anything, and give me an overall view of Edisto and how it is down there, like what y'all did yesterday, and I'm just taking a listen.
Thank you, Chad. I appreciate the phone call. You know what's interesting, Mr. War 24? I meant to mention this earlier, and I can't believe we're an hour and 52 minutes in the show, and I hadn't mentioned this yet.
What's that?
Edisto is Clemson South.
Really?
Yes. So, let me set this up for you. We'll talk NC State next segment.
We'll have Strelo in the second hour.
Yeah, Strelo next segment, and then we'll do it with next hour, I should say. So, and I've known this for a while now, but I come down and you make your way in and you look around and you see there's Clemson flags. Mm. And we take this boat tour last night. And a guy asked us, you know, where we're from. So we're going out on the St. Helena Sound or whatever. And then you go back up in the creeks and all this kind of stuff. And you're watching fireworks. All this, really cool. And we come upon right there near the marina and there's probably 15 Clemson flags flying from houses and boats and stuff. And I'm walking around the beach, and the people beside us are from Charleston. And we say, you know, go respect them, whatever. Then, hey, yeah, you know, where y'all live? We live in Clemson. Oh, yeah, we went to Clemson, because they had orange, you know, on their tents and all. The people beside us, big Clemson fans. There's a listener, a very loyal listener to the show from Greenville that's right beside us. Everywhere you look, Clemson T-shirts, Clemson hats. Now, I've seen three or four Gamecock flags or license tags or hats, but it's Clemson South down here right now. There's an Alabama flag or two. I don't see, oh, there's a Tar Heel boat. There was a University of North Carolina Tar Heel boat that I saw. Besides that, I would guess, now again, I guess 75% of the school flags, T-shirts, hats, the tailgate tents that people, you know, get underneath the beach right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's Clemson South right here right now.
Now,
I don't know why that. I mean, I guess the success of football means something to that. I guess.
First of all, tents on the beach is a wild move. It's ridiculous, and I don't know people do it.
What? Why?
It's craziness.
Why?
It's also a Southern thing too. That's not something that happens above the Mason Dixon.
What do you do?
We put umbrellas up. Like God intended is what we do. We dig the hole, we put the water in there, you put sand, the pole, and you pile it up, and you're all cozy underneath the umbrella. You don't put a tent up. That's crazy talk.
But you don't talk about these tailgate tents, right?
No, we're not doing that. We're not, none of that nonsense.
It covers a bigger space than the umbrella.
Yeah, but it also obstructs everybody else's view. You just go with the umbrella, stay with the umbrella, and you'll be good to go.
Oh, man, you couldn't be more wrong.
And again, if I know Mickey Plyler like I think I know Mickey Plyler, you're out there, you're enjoying yourself, you know, celebrating the 4th, the only way you know how. You see a couple of Gamecock fans, I'm guessing there was a couple of no. words said, flapping the gums a little bit and chirping a bit.
No,
I just don't believe it.
Didn't do it. Don't do it, man. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
It's because your wife was with you? She was hollering at you a little bit?
No, you remember last year, and I reminded her of this yesterday. We were riding bikes yesterday, and I reminded you of this. You remember last year where Clemson, it was Kent State, right?
Yeah.
Clemson, or was it 2 years ago, it was Kent State that Clemson played? Let me just make sure I'm not saying that. Yeah, the Tigers opened up with Kent State last year. And remember my wife chirping off at a Kent State fan? Remember that?
Yeah, that's Meredith for you. That's old Meredith.
She didn't say a thing to him like we passed by him and you know, you don't, you know, every once in a while I see something. I said, Kent State on. Yeah, I said, we play them next year. I said, yeah. I said, oh, I'm going to remind them how they're going to get pummeled up in the valley in a couple of months. And she didn't.
Take but, your beating.
Yeah, get ready for the beat down there, brother, man. But she didn't do that. But no, I'm not. You know, with success, you get some bandwagon in there. Or with success, your alumni base is just flying it more proudly, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
What is the reason I'm seeing all this, Zach, is that we ride bikes yesterday, and there's, I'm going to guess on the back homes off of the beach there, you've got like cars everywhere. There's one right across the street. There's eight Clemson cars. Clemson flags everywhere, all over their boats. I mean, everywhere you go, on the creeks, on the beaches, and on the lagoons and all this back here, whatever. Everywhere you go, you see Clemson here. Didn't know it was Clemson South. Is that because the success? Are those bandwagon fans? Or are those just alumni that are just more proud of it?
It's probably a mix of both, but I would imagine that there's a couple more people on the old bandwagon right now for Clemson football and athletics in general.
You know, I don't mind that. You could mind that, but I don't mind that.
You don't mind that at all?
No.
I mean, some of those fans probably represent Clemson in a light that you wouldn't love to have those represented.
That's okay. I don't like this at all. And I see this sometimes on like Tiger Net or Tiger Illustrated or 247, where you get that argument of, well, you didn't go to school there, so you can't. No, man, you know what? This is a free country. At any point in time, you want to change your allegiance, whatever, or how'd you get to be a Yankee fan, man? Well, you know, whatever. You're not from up there, or you got to be a Braves fan. No, I don't believe in that stuff, man. You don't have to go to school to like the place, or you don't have to grow up in a certain part of the country to like the place. I met a gentleman yesterday, a loyal listener to the show. He's from New York. He's from right above, maybe 30 minutes above West Point, up the Hudson up there. And he talks about how he found Clemson. He was an engineering student. He wanted to go study it, so he came down and hadn't left. He lives in Greenville now. And here's a guy. He didn't grow up now. He went there, but he says, like, my in-laws, they've adopted the place now. You know, people just find out about it and love it. I've got friends that sent their kids there, maybe. So, I mean, you don't have to do any of those affiliations thing. I welcome everybody on the list there. I think anybody's welcome through all that. Hey, let me tell you about Carolina Flooring Specialist. I'll come back. I'll clean up my garage sometime this weekend and kind of clear things out and kind of sweep it on. I'll take the blower in there and kind of blow it on out. And when I get done, man, it'll look great.